Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Batty to Virals and they have Adair trapped. The throw over to Power, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball four. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding bunts towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Breeding for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to home to get Robinson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Kralik moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kralik moves to third. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-1 in the game. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Herzog is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Verhulst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 3, Twins, 3. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-0 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Verhals is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. 1 out. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-for-1 in the game. Estrada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Adair reaches second base with a double. Estrada moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Estrada tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Tuttle strikes out. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Allison reaches second base with a double. Killebrew moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen is walked intentionally. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Verhals strikes out. 2 outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allison scores. Allen moves to third. It's 5-4, Twins. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding strikes out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. 2 outs. Boog Powell pinch hits for Chuck Estrada. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Hal Brown now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Batty settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Batty. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to third. Brandt moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adair tags and scores. Brandt tags and moves to third. Gentile tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Orioles, 5, Twins, 5. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 3 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 4 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Power reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 4 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Marty Martinez pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Allison bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. One out. Earl Batty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Batty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.